If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser, but the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
You're listening to High Society Radio, show one of our three-year run that will be no best ofs, 3 years of nonstop content.
It's weird because we almost missed this one.
Hold on. Let me introduce ourselves. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny. Chris from Brooklyn.
And you're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. And there's a subreddit, reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. This is exciting. This is the beginning. Like every journey begins with one step, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like this is the first step of the 3 year nonstop run. What, you guys excited?
No.
It's very fucking stressful, but yeah.
But we almost missed this one.
It's day one. Day one, show one of our nonstop podcast bonanza.
I don't understand how you expect this to work.
Maybe if you weren't so negative, we wouldn't be worrying about that.
I think it could work. I'm just saying shit happens. But we'll figure it out.
Nothing bad has happened to three of us in the long run of this actual podcast.
Oh, my God.
Are you doing more drugs than usual?
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a sober living person.
I think you're taking too much vitamin D now.
That's a lie. Oh, boy. All right. Well, actually, first off, Chris and I need to talk about, we had an appearance on Brooklyn radio station, NewTownRadio.com.
Nice.
Over the last weekend on the Saturday. And Tiger Scout Radio was the name of the show. Straight out of Bushwick, Brooklyn. Wanted to give big ups to Joe and Charlie, who took us on to possibly the craziest looking studio I've ever been inside of. Have you seen Saw, Johnny?
Yeah. I look like
all
that.
Right, remember the weird basement that they were, or the bathroom they were, the original Saw?
Yeah.
And this place looked worse.
Oh, wow.
I was expecting to see a man with a gun in his hand and blood pouring out of his head as I walked into the place. It was like the third floor of a terrible beat down old warehouse, and then we walk into this goddamn horrible, awful hole in the wall. But there was a radio show coming out of it on NewTownRadio.com.
Cool bean.
We'll give Tiger Scout Radio a big shout out on Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Wow.
See, it might have looked like crap, but they let me smoke.
Oh, that's nice.
Which is something I've never experienced before doing radio.
How cool did that fucking feel?
Oh, it felt amazing.
Yeah.
It felt like the best day ever. Just chain smoking as I'm doing radio. I couldn't believe how great it was.
Freedoms we took for
granted. It was great for the people that weren't sitting directly next to me.
Chris, did you like your appearance on Tiger Scott Radio?
Yeah, it was fun, I suppose.
I think we should release it next week as a special new shit bonus material. You could just release our appearance on.
Now, is this to get us out of your ludicrous promise of 3 years of straight shows? Is it because it seems like a cop out.
3 years of straight new content,
and it seems like we should maybe have saved that, seeing as we're going to need it.
No, we're not. Look, we were on there. We killed it for like almost 2 hours on this.
That's crazy.
Like we just destroyed. It was just a crazy, crazy 2 hour early Saturday. Weird drink fest, chain smoking, improv-ing craziness.
Josh Austin said it was getting kind of gay by the end.
Oh, it was gay the entire time. So Josh Austin, you don't think things are gay even when they are. That's what I have to throw in his face, because I don't need that crap. Because look, it was getting gay and weird the entire time. I loved it. I had a great time. And then you know what Chris and I did afterwards? We went to brunch.
Oh, God. I told you I wouldn't be your friend anymore if you told people I went to brunch.
Let's burn every bridge.
How is it?
I don't want any bridges left.
Did you guys enjoy each other's company?
We had a great... Chris doesn't want to talk about it. I notice I'm being silent during all this. But look, it's 1:30 on a Saturday. We're in Bushwick. What else is there to do besides have a good brunch?
Did you order for him?
I tried to, but Chris stopped me. I was like, he'll have a bacon. Oh, then Chris just got in my face like, you're not doing that, what you did to Johnny. Because people who don't know, I order for, I, when Johnny and I eat, I try to order for Johnny.
Yeah, he's a fucking creep that
He'll
way.
Have the pancakes. He
oh
loves those.
Oh, my God.
Blueberry. You got blueberry? Great. That's what, he loves them. Me, I love nothing. I'll just watch him eat.
Oh, man.
But yeah, so we went to a nice brunch. Where did we go? Roberta's?
Yeah.
Roberta, you're pissed.
I don't want to talk about the brunch thing.
There's nothing wrong. Are you fucking spending quality time together?
If my girlfriend makes me go to brunch this weekend, I'm going to kick you in your fucking head.
She's
going to
use that on you?
That's why I don't go to the Bronx, so I don't have to go to the Bronx Zoo. I'm going to go visit Johnny.
I think we might change the name of this show to Brunch Bunch.
That's a good idea. We all fucking hang out on a weekend once a month.
We drink some Budweisers. We have some, I don't know, chorizo
maybe,
and eggs.
Maybe, nice.
Maybe, or Bellini. I don't know.
I don't even know what that is. It sounds delicious.
I think it's weird.
Like a Blintz, right?
Is that it?
I'm not sure. It's like peach and like Prosecco.
I think Bellinis are Blintzes.
I don't like Blintzes too much.
It's a French word for Blintz.
I'm just confused now.
It means lightning. I learned that from the Tick cartoon from the 90s.
I thought it was like not lightning, like Nazis.
Shit, man.
Like the SS.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. But look, I don't brunch often, but Chris, thank you for going to brunch with me.
No problem.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Fucking special.
I was like, look, what do you want to do? Get a nosh? Huh? Oh, look, it's brunch time. Damn. I can't wait.
We did wait an awful long time for some pizza, though.
Yeah, it was like a half hour. No, yeah, it was.
Luckily, we ate a full brunch before we waited for our brunch.
We had double.
Yeah, pre-gamed and shit?
It was a bang bang, really.
Yeah,
bang bang.
What the fuck?
In the same place, though, because they have like a courtyard where they serve different food. So we went out there, ate some eggs, and then waited an hour for pizza.
Yeah. It was actually way too long. It was like a ridiculous wait for a place that was emptying out.
I didn't even know they served pizza at brunch. That's fucking crazy.
It's a pizza place.
It was a pizza place.
It's actually pretty famous. Like, people that live in Bushwick use that place as a reason to justify living in Bushwick.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's one of these hipster meccas. It's like smorgasburg, but smaller.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, I like eggs in the middle of the day while pounding beer. It gets me wound up.
That's just a weird fucking combo, though, man. Like,
well, so?
Eggs and beer?
Eggs and beer. Eggs are kind of heavy.
Eggs aren't heavy.
Where are my eggs
at? Yeah, eggs can be heavy. Like, scrambled, I find the heaviest of all the eggs made. Or hard-boiled, too. Hard-boiled actually is the heaviest.
Well, I'm not really going to eat too many hard-boiled eggs. I like a nice pickled egg with some beer.
Never had pickled egg.
They're actually pretty gross. You got to really be in a disgusting
mood.
Look,
you're listening to the Brunch Bunch, and we're talking pickled eggs, we're talking drink specials, and we're talking all things brunch.
We should just do a podcast about frontier food. We're talking about pickled eggs, jerky.
I'm down.
Jerky's frontier food?
Beans that we carry in a bindle for some reason.
Oh, that shit is nice.
Nice soggy beans.
Yeah.
I had some blue smoke the other day. That shit is good money.
For brunch?
It might as well have been. It was about noon-ish.
Yeah, well, no, that's my brunch. That's lunch.
I ate by myself.
What day was it?
Well, I think if it's Saturday, that makes it brunch, right?
Sunday at noon, that's brunch.
That's a brunch.
There you go. I ate by myself.
You can't.
I didn't have fucking quality friends to spend time with.
You can't get lunch at a restaurant that isn't a diner on Saturday and Sunday because everything is brunch.
Not at Blue Smoke.
There's a brunch menu.
I didn't see it. I saw the Pricks Fix.
Pricks Fix.
I don't know how to fucking
pronounce
it.
That's when you jam your prick into a dresser and then you have to go to the hospital.
That's terrible.
Oh, God.
It's painful and sad.
How the fuck do you say it?
Prefix?
There you go. Prefix.
So you got it half right, Johnny.
There you go.
That's not too bad.
There was an X and a pre. It ain't no. Whatever.
It's French. I totally mangled what Pret Manager. What's that place called?
Pret Manager.
Calling it Pret Manager for a while.
So he corrected me. Fucking foodie man over here.
I took French in high school.
Good for you.
That's very surprising.
Did you?
I mean, that's where
that?
They put me. I was bad at paperwork even back then. I couldn't get transferred into Spanish.
How the fuck did you manage that?
I just didn't fill out the paper, and they stuck me in French. And I was like, I think I was supposed to be in Spanish. And they were like,
"There's a guy."
There was like some. Oh, it was back actually. It goes all the way back to sixth grade, Because in sixth grade, I was supposed to be in Spanish. And they were like, they moved me to a bunch of different classes. So I moved neighborhoods. And they were like, yeah, we got to figure out what class you belong in. I was like, I'll just stay here. Can you just change it? And they were like, sure. Dang. And then I was in French for 3 years in junior high school, and I just didn't fill out the paperwork.
Yeah, paperwork is really not your thing, which is sad. A man at your age, son, you're supposed to be good. That's, like, your thing. At our age, paperwork is our shit.
Is that true?
It's supposed to be, yeah. I'm pretty good at fucking paperwork.
If there's one thing I hate more than it's filling out paperwork.
Oh, I fucking hate it, but you know what you're doing.
My handwriting is just atrocious. Oh, and yeah. I just have to, like, just writing it just starts
it's
to hurt
so
my
fucking
hand.
I hate too when I have to fucking sign for shit at work.
Yeah.
And they give you the tablet. You look like a fucking asshole. You filling that shit out.
I prefer.
I look like I had
tablet.
A stroke. I hate I that shit.
It's not about filling out the paperwork that I hate. It's then dealing with the people who you have to hand it to. And
right,
then telling you that you need to do something else.
Well,
it's
you got
the whole thing of going to the place,
shit,
waiting for them to hand you the thing.
That's the point. You got to review your shit before you hand it in. You miss stuff?
I always miss something.
Oh, that's terrible.
I went to the DMV like 4 times the first time I registered a vehicle, just because I kept forgetting different shit you needed.
That's some sort of dim-wittedness
right
there.
You
got to
get
so.
Your shit together, Chris.
That's terrible.
Well, I crashed that vehicle, so it's...
oh, God, no. This is bad.
Was that the Vespa?
Yeah, I crashed
geez.
That.
Was it an actual Vespa?
No, it was a bootleg Taiwanese Vespa. We've had this conversation.
That's what I thought.
On this very program.
That's what I thought,
well,
Brunch Bunch Boys.
You know, you guys know as well as anything else. I'll spend a lot of money on beers. I'll spend a lot of money on food.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When it comes to the luxuries in life that are in my home and such.
Oh, like possessions? Like physical, material possessions?
I'm not a guy who splurges on such things.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Yeah. You guys are doing it right, though. Like, I spend mad money on shit. I can barely know how. I have a smart TV. My shit's not running right now. I can't get Pandora on it. The X is not as fitness. Thing's not working.
I feel like that's a modern day equivalent to being shitty at paperwork. Is not getting your appliances to work when you.
It's
get
not
them.
On me. I have to call Samsung support for that shit.
How
fix
do
everything
you not
else.
Know how to use an appliance?
No, dude. I set everything up except the online shit that came on the TV hub. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Listen, when I got my Mac, it was the first time I ever had a Mac. I was lost. For weeks. Lost. You can ask Hammy from Brain Stew. Because I was literally hitting him up
shout
on Facebook 3 times a week, being like, I don't know how to send you this week's show. I have no idea where it is or what it's named. Please tell me how to find things on this piece of shit computer.
But you learned and you didn't think it was a piece of shit anymore, right?
But that's what I'm saying. Well, I still don't think I would ever get a Mac again. I'd probably.
Look, I'm all about getting the PC, bro.
I know, you're a very PC guy.
That's right. I love me a PC. Not a big fan of Apple products.
Apple's all right. It's pretty basic.
It's the basic bitch of computers.
Shit, it was good.
Did I use that right?
I guess. What's that term? Beta fag?
that's the basic bitch of dudes.
Yeah, that is. Actually, Chris is 100% correct. If you are a beta fag, you are a tool and you cannot do much with yourself, actually, or your life.
Well, basic, but that's basically just bro, right? That's just the chick equivalent of, yeah, like, you know, how, like, what we think of as, like, a frat bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, I'm not a chick. I don't know what, I'm not, like, a writer for BuzzFeed. They use basic bitch all the time. And I'm not, like, a 17-year-old girl on Twitter.
I read about it on Jezebel once.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah, I think I got it right. I don't really care that much.
Yeah, fuck it. You're
all
not really
basic
supposed
bitches.
To be up on fucking slang.
You're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. You should follow it. There's all sorts of great libertarian propaganda thrown at you.
Wait a second. Don't we have an Instagram account that you said you were going to start running?
There is a new Instagram account.
That you emailed me at 3 in the morning. Was like, set up an Instagram account.
I was like, just do it. We got to figure this thing out. This social media. Yeah, there is an Instagram account starting. It's at High Society Radio?
Yeah, it's at HS Radio Show was taken on Instagram.
What?
So
God
we have
damn
but
it.
We have High Society Radio for just Instagram.
Oh shit.
Is it High Society Radio Show or High Society Radio?
High Society Radio.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
So we actually have something that's what the name of the show is. Well, that's good, because I don't think the kids are using Facebook anymore, and if there's one thing I want to do, it's appeal to a younger demographic.
They on the gram. That's what they call it, the gram.
The gram? I'm on a bunch of grams right now.
Oh, yeah, daddy.
It's much better than an app.
Hell yeah, though.
Put it in your face.
But you can make money off Instagram now.
I heard about that. People are actually
selling their photos.
Yeah, one dude said that he will... he'll print out, he'll make a print of any of your photos if you send them to him. So then, so this dude now, he's charging $1.50 a photo, a print.
To make fucking posters and shit?
And basically, and now he's got like 15 grand
you banked could do
up.
That. You could do that on a fucking wireless printer though. What's the point? Like, is he really good at this shit or something?
I don't know, but I guess he's just the first dude to do it, so now he's making money off it,
Johnny. That's kind of ridiculous though. $1.50 just to print fucking photos out?
I don't know. I don't know how hard it is.
If it looks like a good photo.
It's probably just like the finish, though. The product gets on.
He must use some sort of sorcery to drag a picture out of a phone and then blow it up onto paper.
That's crazy, the fucking price.
I don't know. I'd pay double that to get some of the things off the High Society Radio Instagram account.
There's nothing there. You're supposed to be running it. You said you're going to run that.
Hey, man, that shit. It's content, dog. That shit takes a minute. It's not brunch.
God, I wish we were at brunch right now.
Yeah, son. You look like you're getting
I'm saying, there you go. That could be some content for
our brunch. Yeah, we should have taken pictures. Yeah,
we didn't have the Instagram photos. Account at the time.
Good point.
You emailed me, hours later, dozens of hours later. And we're like, yo, we need an Instagram. Damn.
Set up an Instagram account.
I don't know how to do that.
Just wild. You don't know how to do an Instagram?
You're my go-to guy, Chris. I'm like, yo, I have an idea. Let's do it. Let's get it done.
I know how to do an Instagram. 2 straws. That's how you do it.
Okay.
Oh, man.
We'll figure out the first picture to put up on Instagram after this, after we cut this.
Also, shout out to Marianne from More Like Radio.
Uh-huh.
She's going to be leaving us shortly. I think they cut their last show the other day.
Looks like that.
Divas. She's cool, man.
Our morelikeradio.com family just got a little smaller, huh?
Yeah.
What time's their slot? Should we take it?
Nah,
is it better than ours?
Is it better than ours?
No.
We get a replay? Yeah.
It's usually like morning drive time ish, so it's not too bad.
But we don't
have time for that, dog.
We're not doing this live anyway.
No, don't say that. Shut up. Stop
they know.
It.
Why are you ruining the magic?
Like, stop it.
I would hope that they don't think we're just talking about 3-day-old news all the time.
You know, you're destroying the illusion.
He's just a buzzkill today. You know that?
I know. I know. He's so mean.
I just want to fucking choke you out right now.
Why?
He's just so negative.
Because he's gay. He's really into autoerotic asphyxiation.
Just call him a beta, son. Word. Just call him a beta.
No. We are. That one thing we're not is beta facts.
I don't know. The brunch thing. Somebody out there is thinking that about us.
Yeah. Like, were you jerking them off while you waited for eggs?
You know what? Yeah, I was. We were down in the overpriced tiki bar area of Roberta's, what they call it, Rebecca's. And yeah, we were masturbating each other.
That wasn't fucking cream cheese on your bagel. I get it.
Yeah. Well, they didn't have bagels, Johnny.
What kind of brunch is that?
No, you know, bagels aren't necessarily part of brunch.
Oh, no?
No. Chris, I think, believe had some, like, somewhat eggs and chorizo. It looked
that's
very good.
It was good. It was tasty.
The chorizo was good.
Yeah.
I don't really trust too many people to make that shit. They fuck it up sometimes.
Look, we're going to send this break to Roberta's, and we're going to get free brunch next week.
Nice.
Does that mean I got to go to Bushwick early again? Because I don't know if I could do that.
We're going
to
go. Maybe Johnny will come with me next time.
Yeah, I'll go. I'll do it.
And we'll go do Tiger Scout Radio in a basically a murder den.
Yeah, you get
it did
smoke.
Look like, and your buddy's there. They look like they might kill somebody in your fucking moment.
I ain't no wrong with that.
Yeah, Joe and Charlie, the Tiger Scout. Yeah, those guys. I definitely could see them like accidentally killing someone and then cutting the body up and dumping it in various different parts of Bushwick.
Up and go getters. Look at that.
I guess I did say they accidentally kill someone. I don't think it's malicious. But look out for that on either More Like Radio or NewTrashCity.com.
Well, when's the last time you smoked fucking anywhere? It's been a while, right? You usually just
like
do it
inside?
In front of the building. Yeah. Or anyway, other than in front of this building.
Well, no, you smoke in your own house.
Yeah. I mean, let's see. Like, if you go overseas, you could smoke. And even then, you can smoke less and less.
But oh, wow.
In the States, like, maybe Florida? Maybe
it's like they make
no, wait,
you,
no.
They make you kind of high,
I
though,
mean, there's
right?
certain places in the South where you can still smoke in bars and restaurants.
Yeah, like Missouri, you can still smoke.
Definitely still Kentucky and Virginia.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I know
that's
Missouri.
Tobacco country there.
I was watching Bar Rescue, and there was one of the bars, it was in Missouri. And I was like, damn, they're smoking cigarettes in there. I love that. I love it. I wish I could still smoke in goddamn bars.
You felt like you were fucking free, right?
The year I turned 21 was the year the smoking ban went into effect in New York City.
Jeez.
And for those first few months, like, mad bars were like, nah, screw it. You guys can still smoke. That stopped pretty quickly.
I know a couple bars you can smoke in.
Oh, yeah? Let's go right now. They serve brunch?
No.
Damn it.
It's not brunch time. It's night.
No, it's 7 p.m. on a Friday. That's where we are.
In space and time.
So they don't serve brunch at 7 p.m. on Friday.
Oh, really? But I bet they do serve dunch. Remember when I invented that?
Oh, God.
And then everyone ripped me off?
Just fucking drop it, man.
Wouldn't it just be dinner?
Dunch is the end of 7 p.m. is the end on dunch. Mm. Dunch is like 4 to 7.
Yeah.
In what world is...
That like, doesn't
dinner,
work
dinner? People
all,
start eating
man.
Dinner at 6.
Okay, so...
Dunch is like
there's nothing
2
you
to 4.
Fucking eat
no, no, no,
it's
no.
Like
no.
Strictly 2 to 5:30. That's
fucking
your
food
dunch
is
period.
Strictly lunch, though. That don't even make any sense.
I don't get it.
Tuna salad.
But speaking of Missouri,
lunch.
You wouldn't eat that any other time.
You can have it at dinner, dude.
Tuna salad?
I don't fucking eat it at all, but you can
have it. I'll eat tuna salad for dinner. I don't care. Speaking of Missouri, they have wrested the title from Florida of highest amount of pill intakes and most amounts
I seen that.
Most amounts of pill mills.
Hell yeah.
Which is a good word. Like, I think that's a fun word to say. Like, oh, you're going to the pill mill later today?
Sounds like a fucking happening place, yeah.
Well, yeah, if you're a goddamn pill head. Missouri is now, I think...
Show me state.
It's a show me state. It's the show me your prescription for OxyContin state.
Yeah, how the fuck do they get away with that, though? Is that like something A-specific that they overtook Florida like that? Is it like just easy to get them?
Florida got so much bad press about being like... It was like they call it like the OxyContin Highway 95.
Ah, yeah.
It's because the people could just go buy a prescription for OxyContin, get their month prescription, and then roll back up to New York and start flipping OxyContin. But now... They cleaned it up because they got so much bad press about people just eating so many oxys and going down there and just running OxyContin. Now, Missouri has been picked up where Florida's lost some steam. Which, yeah, it's good. I mean, it's good for their economy, I'm guessing. Like, what else comes out of Missouri? Kansas City.
Yeah, the fucking rib industry, barbecue industry out there.
Yeah.
Not much.
And you know, when you're downed out and you're smoking a cigarette for 3 days... You want some barbecue.
It's funny that these states that are having the biggest problems with the prescription pills are probably the least likely to legalize marijuana.
Yeah.
Like, Missouri would be probably in my bottom 10. clearly, if they're just allowing these pill mills to run, didn't one of the congressmen down there, was that there? Maybe it was somewhere other southern
state? Not Thatcher, was it?
No. One other southern state said...
Rob Ford.
Was it Rob Ford? He's in Canada. He's a mayor. But somebody was like, yeah, who cares if they overdose? Get them out of the gene pool.
Oh, shit.
Was this guy, the Godfather?
No. This was an actual congressman. I think it was in Missouri. It's the same article you're looking at. It's a Vice article, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same article. I just don't remember what state it is. I don't have it in front of me.
I remember that scene in The Godfather when I'm talking about you shooting heroin. Just keep it to the black neighborhoods. They don't have souls anyway.
They have no souls. Yeah, that was
God,
funny.
It's hysterical.
That was hysterical.
And racist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That, too.
Right? we have a new donor on our Patreon account, and we give you a salute, good sir, because the Patreon account... Well, Chris, explain the Patreon account.
Patreon account is for people to give us a monthly donation so that we can buy more equipment for podcasts, less shows, because now we have to do 3 years' worth of shows, or apparently we owe everybody $10,000.
I never signed up for that.
Me neither.
I don't know.
Everyone signed up for it. It's a reverse Patreon account where we pay you, the listener, if we screw up.
I'm trying
to set up a trust system amongst us and our listeners so that they care about us, and in turn, we care about them.
They trust us to fuck up. See,
I don't want that to be the trust factor thing. I want them to trust them to love us and make sure we will always take care of them and always give them great content every single week. Day in, day out, right? That's why you got to go to our Patreon account. Because look, we get up to $500 a month, we're throwing dollar pizza parties. That's right. We're going to buy a bunch of dollar pizzas, and if it's in a house, we're going to get a keg, and we're going to throw a dollar pizza keg party.
We're almost a fifth of the way there.
Who doesn't want to go to that, huh?
Fuck yeah.
Who doesn't want to go to a dollar pizza keg party? Or we'll just bring it to a bar, some dive bar. And we'll
get to hang with your homies and shit.
Oh, yeah, and we're literally your homies.
Hell yeah.
Or you get a High Society Radio t-shirt.
Yep.
How much you have to give to our Patreon?
$20.
All right. I'm feeling
And those, I ordered those yesterday. They should be here within 2 weeks. You will have t-shirts.
Oh God, this is looking bad. I mean, some people are owed t-shirts, Chris.
So I'll send them out as soon as I get it.
You got them the extra, extra large, right? Because some of our listeners...
I got some double X. I got some X. I got some large. I got like three mediums.
Don't get no small.
We're just kidding ourselves right there. That's throwing away
We love you
money.
Guys, but holy
yeah,
shit.
Don't get any small. It's insane.
I mean, there might be like a what couple of girls.
Hey, I saw you write your jizz rag.
I got my girl a small one.
Come while you're listening to us. Into the t-shirt that you got off our Patreon account. So yeah, to go to our Patreon account, let's just go to our Twitter account. It's at HS Radio Show. You can follow the Twitter account at HS Radio Show.
We're fucking everywhere.
And then you will get great updates from High Society Radio. And then you'll also be able to look at our Patreon account and be like, wow, this is great. Can't get enough of this.
We should start a newsletter because everybody does those now.
What year is this, John?
A newsletter? Are you paying for printer ink? I don't know where you guys think this money's coming
from. Let's start a zine.
We all Pinterest, right? Whatever that shit's called.
Yeah. What the hell?
Pinterest?
Pinterest? Is that what it's called? Pinterest? No. But we did just get an Instagram account. It's at High Society Radio on Instagram.
That's all
High
we need.
Society Radio
it's
on
got like
Instagram.
60 followers already.
Fucking that's titties and asses and
no.
buffets and brunch. It's going to be mad shit on this.
You're talking crazy.
Are you guys going to? Because I have no interest in this Instagram account.
Why don't you like taking pictures?
Wait, what am I taking a picture of?
Oh, we talked about this shit. You're not very photogenic.
All right.
You're not, though.
That was just an insult. I think Chris just doesn't like taking pictures.
I don't like taking pictures. I don't like being in pictures. I hate people constantly taking pictures of things.
You're gonna be
why are we documenting all this
you're
shit?
You're going to be in the first picture.
The camera doesn't fucking steal your soul, right?
Like, doesn't matter. Why are we documenting all this useless shit?
They need something when you fucking die in your sleep to like put over your fucking casket or something.
Yeah, just a fucking sign that says free beer to the left. That's where the keg will be.
Because it's like, going to freak everybody out when your fucking cat jumps into the box and start eating your face in front of everybody.
Damn, Chris is going to die soon if the cat's still alive.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the cat's already like 6 years old.
It's got maybe 10 good years left in it.
Yeah,
maybe.
Them shits live pretty good in fucking animal life, right? Longer than dogs?
I wouldn't know. I never take the cat to the vet.
Oh, you a
Jesus Christ.
Shit.
Why not?
She got fixed. I got her fixed.
That's all you fucking did? You serious?
What's wrong with your cat's fine.
You got to take him at least once a year. I don't fucking have
take
pets and I know that shit.
To make sure it's healthy, dude.
I don't go to the doctor once a year.
Yeah, and look at you
look,
now.
Pets.
A fucking
pets.
Physical
look.
Specimen.
Pets live less time than humans. So you have to take them to the doctor more to make sure they live long. As long as, you know, long in cat ears.
And the shit you do in front of it.
Take your cat to the vet and then tell us what's wrong with the cat. Hopefully nothing.
Nothing's wrong with the cat.
You don't fucking
know
that.
You're not a vet.
Are you giving it vegetables and shit? Fruit?
Cats don't eat vegetables.
You don't fucking know that.
They're carnivores.
They probably eat like a little tomato.
They really like meat.
Yeah. A little spinach. Mix some spinach in there. Yeah.
My cat eats asparagus occasionally.
There you go.
Hey, that's nice. What a nice cat you have.
Fucking get it checked out, though, son. You don't want to come home and that shit's just lump dead right there in the middle.
Why would that
Jesus
happen?
Jesus Christ, that's
you
terrible.
You got too much
cat.
In your life.
It's right not going to happen.
You don't know that.
Yeah, I know.
Motherfuckers die every day, son.
Listen.
This episode's gotten really dark.
I'm just saying, the two guys who clearly have high cholesterol and blood pressure tell me to take my cat to the vet.
They fucking check. I got high BP. My cholesterol's all right.
My cholesterol actually isn't that bad.
Yeah,
I just have no
I'm
vitamins
saying.
Inside my body.
My body is depleted of all vitamins, including cholesterol.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a vitamin, right? Oh, man, this is great. So Uber is, again, you know, everyone, I think at this point, most people know what Uber is, the app that's... also, you know, get you a cab. It's huge in New York City. So another cab app launched called Lyft.
Yeah, that's out from the West Coast. That's the one with the pink mustache on it.
And no one's using it, right?
No, you know what it is, though? Because they're not fucking, supposedly, they don't really do a hard background check on guys and shit. All you really need is a car. That's how they pitch it. That's what the TLC says.
Well, that's the same thing with Uber.
No, Uber although is working with the city a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. But Lyft is also Lyft you can get a yellow cab through Lyft. Yeah, but it's just a lot of people aren't signing up for it.
I thought fucking
the
Lyft
fact
was
is
just, random drivers.
I think a lot of people just don't. A lot of drivers probably don't know about it.
Mm.
And how many things are they really going to know about? You know what I mean, I'm sure there's a monthly fee.
How can they not know about it? This is their job
Lyft?
To drive cab.
Yeah, and they usually spend 12 hours a day doing it, and they just had to learn about Uber. Like, do you think they really want to learn about another thing that's not as good?
Yeah,
they
kind of mistimed that one. They should have waited.
But it's
a
like Coke
longer.
And Pepsi. It's you know what Coke is, so you should know what the competitor is.
But that's Coke, really fucking the yellow cabs, though.
Coke and Pepsi have been around for 100 years.
Yeah, good point.
Look, this is 2014. You got to get with the times.
Do you think when they both first came out that everybody knew about both?
Yeah.
Well, no, Coke was out before Pepsi, right? By a couple years. They had like a 5-year head start, I think.
I have no idea. I'm not a soda historian.
So Lyft is tanking. Terrible. But I also saw this on the Whisper app. There's an app called Whisper where you type like secrets or whatever and it posts it up into the app. Mm. And they keep finding people who just are banging their Uber and Lyft drivers.
What?
And people bragging about taking home their Uber driver.
That's a fucking thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So look. You become an Uber driver, you get mad trim, and you make money.
Oh, that's good. I thought they was getting something else. All right, they're getting ass. Nice.
Well, what do you think? They were raping people?
There has been several stories about that in the news recently.
Possible rapes, yeah.
The only bad thing I heard about them was that one dude in Washington that took that guy like on a fucking high-speed chase with the cops.
That wasn't so bad, though.
That shit was crazy.
And a Jewish guy who's he holds like a bunch of medallions. Like he's responsible for a big fleet of yellow cabs.
Yeah.
Went out into the papers and said, yeah, Uber's just for rich Jews on the Upper East Side. The guy's like, it's okay, I can say it, I'm Jewish. Jesus, still.
Buddy. Way to cover your ass, man.
But he's a poor Jew from the Lower East Side.
I don't know. If you own a bunch of.
In the 50s.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
If you have a bunch of yellow cabs, you're doing very well for yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, those medallions are fucking, they run nice.
About a million a shot?
Something like that.
We should all chip in for a medallion.
Yeah, sure. That'll happen.
The last one went for what, $800,000?
Yeah.
We should put that as a Patreon goal. $800,000 will buy a yellow cap medallion.
And we'll pick you up and drop you to and fro.
Put that up. If we get $800,000, we'll put in a bid for a fucking yellow cab medallion in New York City.
I've been looking into getting, because you don't need medallions for those green cabs that are just in the outer boroughs.
Yeah.
They're not that expensive, and you can rent them out for like $700 a week. The financing isn't that bad. It seems like a decent like business idea.
You still need the fucking taxi license, all right?
The person who's driving it has to have not a hack license, a TSC license.
They have to be
license.
Drunk. They have to be drunk.
Yeah, they have to be drunk.
Them shits are kind of rare. I'd rather the gypsy cab because like it gets you there fast and sometimes it's cheaper the shorter distance.
I like the dollar van because I really respect the fact that they open and close the doors with like a belt.
Dude, I fucking hate those guys. They're all over Queens and shit, like by that shitty Magic Johnson.
Oh, yeah, you don't have those in the Bronx, right?
Nah, we don't have those, but I see them all in Queens. Yo, they're all like Jamaican and Haitian and they always fucking fighting with each other.
Dude, I'll tell you
one
thing.
They undercutting each other. There's no brotherhood.
If your train gets taken out of service, there's nothing better than walking upstairs and seeing a dollar van going to a place where there's other trains you can take.
It feels like
rather than having to get on a shuttle bus crammed in with a bunch of people. Here's $2. Just take me somewhere in your air conditioned van. I'll listen to some reggae for a few minutes.
Nah, son, that makes me feel like I'm in a third world country. Like I'll fucking take a crammed bus.
It does kind of feel like because
like motherfuckers eating there and shit, and there's like weird world
people
culture
eat on the bus.
But you don't fucking smell it like that. You in a tighter fucking space.
Oh, yes.
And then, like, you got to hear about fucking problems in their home country and shit. I really don't give a fuck. Just take me where I need to go, son.
Hey, Johnny. Look, there's about 33, 34 days left until NFL season starts.
I'm ready.
Are you going to play fantasy football this year?
Yep.
That's very surprising, because for years you refused to play.
You played last year, didn't you?
No, I was helping people out with their leagues, though. I did fucking fair enough. I was like, you know what? Fuck, I'm going to just join a league and make my own money.
How many leagues are you going to join? 7, 8?
Going to join one.
You should join a bunch of them
and
just
dude.
Spread that money around
a
little bit.
You know why? Because I learned from you, you can't do more than one.
I only ever did one for the Ron and Fez show. Last year, we didn't even do it. It was actually great because now, when you play fantasy, Sunday is going to be a nightmare.
Oh,
it's going to ruin your Sunday.
I got my picks lined up already.
Sure.
I already got my picks lined up.
It's going to ruin your Sunday. Trust me.
I don't think so.
I think
it's going to be a good fucking year.
Who's the number one overall pick in fantasy this year?
It's probably Manning.
Peyton?
Yeah.
You're crazy.
See, though, me, there's so many quarterbacks, and I think it's only going to be like a 12-man league. I'm going to take fucking McCoy or Peterson first, and then get a quarterback in the second round. It ain't going to be Johnny Manziel, I'll tell you that.
Why not? What's wrong with Johnny
Football?
He might
not even fucking start, dude.
I'm drafting him number one. And is Tebow still in it? I'm going to draft him, too.
Yeah, Urban Meyer was on the fucking air a couple days ago talking about, I can't believe he still doesn't have a job.
Really?
That's cute. That's cute.
It's kind of weird, you know?
Yo, did you see fucking UFC picked up, what's that chick's name?
I have no idea.
Gina Carano.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But that was a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah. Well, no.
They ran out of girls for Ronda Rousey to beat the shit out of.
No, no. But here's the thing. Like, Dana White said they signed her, but she said she hasn't fucking put anything down on paper. It's fucking weird. Like, Dana looks bad now. Like, I would figure
that just
Dana White
throw more money at her.
Speaking of which, I think everyone, well, maybe not everyone knows, but Expendables 3 got leaked mad early. Oh, yeah.
No, don't fucking say anything. I'll stab you right
and
now.
And it's like a good copy, too, so it's everywhere on the internet.
Oh, God.
And I gave a watch to the Expendables 3. Well, I only watched half of it.
Oh.
Did you like it? I know how much you love action movies.
I didn't watch the first two, so I was totally lost.
Shut up.
I didn't know what was happening.
You did watch the first one.
I never watched the first
one. We talked about it on a podcast.
Yeah, I probably lied about seeing it. I don't know.
Oh, you're a bastard.
I don't know. I'm a terrible, dirty liar.
How do we know you're not lying now?
I just watched. I'll tell you the plot of the first half of Expendables 3.
Don't tell me the plot. How was the first half, though?
Do you want my actual opinion?
Yeah.
Just tell me the ending.
I don't know what the ending is. I didn't see
much. You only saw half.
I was very disappointed in the film watching it.
Better or worse than Snowpiercer?
Better than Snowpiercer.
All right, yeah. That works for me then. I'll take that to the bank.
I didn't have any expectations going into Expendables 3. Mm. Snowpiercer, on the other hand, we've talked about that ad nauseum.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, what else is there to say, right, Chris?
What, Snowpiercer? There's nothing more. We're done.
I didn't even bring it up anymore.
We're done with that topic. Yeah.
You're just so angry about it.
I know.
Are you going to see Guardians of the Galaxy?
I think I might.
That shit looks good, son.
I think I might watch Guardians.
I saw Hercules. That shit was whack.
Was it?
I could have.
It was fucking whack. I was like, damn, son. It didn't make any sense at all.
How you couldn't guess that in advance?
I took my aunt. She's a fucking rock fan. I was like, all right, I'll take you to a movie. I wanted to go see Lucy, but she was like, nah. She doesn't trust that Morgan Freeman guy.
It's weird.
Yeah, I don't know what that's
about. Why wouldn't she trust him?
I don't fucking know. I was like, he's not selling you anything. Like, what the fuck?
You know, they're making a new Conan movie where it's like old Conan.
Oh, no.
And he's like the old
king. Is it called King Conan?
It might be called King Conan.
It's with Schwarzenegger, though, right?
Yeah. Schwarzenegger's
yeah.
All right, yeah.
I'm with it. Nice.
And he's like, you know, goes on one last adventure or some ridiculous
thing. Is he getting jacked again?
He has to,
he's
right?
Always been jacked. He ain't really lose it. He's a little chubby, but he's still got the arms.
They showed some fat pictures of him in the Inquirer when he was the governor, I remember. They showed a lot of pictures of him eating ice cream on the TV.
He was governor. He was going through some shit, bro.
A lot of things to worry about.
What do you mean? He was moving heavy weight. We all saw that chick he was banging.
You're a prick. What the fuck are you fat shaming that old bitch for?
I'm not fat shaming her. I'm fat shaming him.
She's a ham planet.
You were waiting to use that shit.
Yeah, I was, actually. Oh, boy. You're listening to High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network. Our website is newtrashcity.com, but there's problems with it. Our buddy Ken, who helped us out with our iTunes feeds, is currently helping me to figure out. Ken, thank you.
What are the problems?
No one can download any of the shows, and no one can read anything that's any descriptions of the shows, any of them.
What do you mean? Really?
No.
Since when?
Since Friday. Last Friday. Jesus. A week ago. Yeah, I'm on it, all right? I'm on the Instagram account. I'm on the High Society
Radio.
I'll
take your Instagram account. Send me the Instagram codes.
I'm on the Instagram account, High Society Radio on Instagram.
I got you on that.
I'm on NewTrashCity.com, our website. MoreLikeRadio.com is, you know, those are our benefactors. We love them. I don't get it. And then also, watch out. Possibly next week, we're going to put out our appearance on NewTownRadio.com with Tigers on Tiger Scout.
Does that mean we're not doing a show next week? Because
don't know. Unknown. But that will be new content posted.
It's nice to help your friends out, though. That's a good thing.
Yeah. It is.
And it's like 2 hours. It's like 2 hours long. So there's lots of content.
I'm just very confused about what's going on.
Fucking feed your friends.
We made this random promise that we're going to do nothing but new shows.
Technically, we are. We didn't say we'd have to be on.
You and I are on. It's a great new show. All right, look, this is really nuts. Earlier in the week, George Zimmerman got picked up outside a gun store because he was just patrolling it.
Yeah, security guard.
He was panhandling.
Yeah, and cops were like, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm a security guard." But the guy who runs the gun shop says, "I never hired him as a security guard." How long before George Zimmerman gets killed?
He's probably going to kill himself.
He's not dead yet.
Yeah.
He was trying to rob the gun store?
No, he ain't going to do that.
I'm sure he really thought someone was going to rob
it. American hero. Somebody will give him a job somewhere.
He probably really thought someone's going to rob it. I have to protect this gun store. The last place that needs protecting, I would think.
He's like a real-life Chuck Norris.
Since you have mad guns in there.
Wasn't there some guys, in the Midwest maybe, robbing gun stores?
I never heard of that.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, there were some guys robbing gun stores, yeah.
Badass.
Yeah, exactly.
They're probably sending it to cartels. You can't really sell
that's
that
actually
shit
really
market.
Just crazy to start robbing gun stores.
But no, that...
it's not that crazy.
It ain't that fucking bad off, because a lot of these gun stores, believe it or not, are pretty fucking lax. You never have the glass casing behind them. They're usually on the racks on the wall and shit.
You're going with two guys, you just point guns at people the entire time.
Yeah.
And then you're good. Like, I mean, if they don't have a chance to draw their guns.
Yeah. If you can't get to it, ain't no point in having it.
I mean, half the time you go in. It's like any retail store. It's like any mom and pop retail store. A lot of the time, one of the guys
except
that
their only product is guns.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, it's like a lot of times you go into a gun store and one of the guys, like, there's like a. The guy, there's an owner, but they hire like a young kid to run the fucking store. Like,
yeah, they have him behind
a 19-year-old kid that they're paying minimum wage. Does he want to get into a gun battle?
No. If I was running, getting minimum wage, I would. Put me out of my misery if I'm working at a gun store.
You just point an unloaded gun at like, do it.
But you were much happier at 19.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I saw a video.
Scott Steiner. This is what he had to say about...
R.I.P.?
No, he's alive.
Thank God.
Scott Steiner says this about the current state of wrestling. The PG era blows. The best time in wrestling was with the NWO and the Monday Night War between WCW and WWE. You had competition. Now there's no competition. I feel bad for the guys and the wrestlers coming up now. They're slotted into a character and sometimes can't even do. Most of the time it's bullshit and it sucks. I wouldn't want to do it. You have a stupid character to do, but if you don't do it, you don't have a job. You need competition for a business to truly thrive. Look at Vince McMahon's number since he bought WCW. Then again, he just lost like $400 million. Whoa. Predicted to lose $50 million this year. So you couldn't predict that after he bought WCW and doing 5 and 6 on the rating scale.
Wow.
So is he still wrestling anymore, Scott Steiner?
Yeah.
He's doing indie market, though.
Indies.
Right?
That's sad.
Yeah, there's a video of... They came out like a couple weeks ago of him and Jerry Lawler having a match. Jerry Lawler shot a fireball into his face in Memphis.
What the fuck? Yeah. He had a heart attack. What the fuck is Jerry doing? Oh, is
Apparently
that a
he's
bit?
Throwing fireballs at Roid heads.
Damn.
He's making that money, all right, Johnny? He's doing some appearances, getting a little cash for himself.
Speaking of fucking making money, TNA ain't doing that. They ain't going to be on Spike TV come October.
Oh, yes.
They're done.
I don't think so.
They fucking put it up.
I don't get too deep into wrestling talk, but TNA regularly has over a million viewers.
Yeah,
a
they
week.
Have good, but Spike just
yeah.
They're
so
not
somebody else will pick it up. You know how many cable networks want a show with a million viewers?
If I'm TNA, I fucking do the indie route for a year. Just like do the road. They make good money. I heard at house shows, and they bring that six sided ring back.
You never want to not have TV deal if you're a fucking product.
Yeah,
until you advertise your product.
No, not get you on that. But if you're changing what you're doing, like if they bring back the six sided ring and shit,
that's like a band being like, all right, we're gonna start touring, but we're not gonna release any songs. We're just gonna show up at venues.
Like ROH does that, really? ROH, I think, only has like
they
two
have
views
TV.
On what? I never
syndicated
seen them.
TV deal.
Do they?
They're on like 50 markets on broadcast television.
Oh wow, good for them. That's better than TNA, right? Oh,
must be. What's Bubba Ray Dudley gonna do now?
Oh man,
poor guy. Did you hear? You can 3D print shit off Amazon now.
Yeah, that's a new thing.
We should start 3D printing guns through Amazon. It's going to be mad smart.
No, don't say that.
Then we won't have to rob any gun stores.
Oh, yeah.
Listen, how else are we going to rob this coffee shop?
There's no middleman.
I think that... When did they launch that this week, right? The Amazon 3D printing?
Yeah.
I just found out about it. It seems pretty cool that you could just get anything
you want. Did they launch it? I thought they pitched it. I don't think they launched it.
No, it's launched. Yeah, you can go right on Amazon.
Holy fuck, that was fast.
There's already like dozens of people... There's already dozens of merchants selling like iPhone cases and stuff like that.
Getting that sweet 3D printing money.
A lot of like interesting GoPro mounts, like scuba diving mask GoPro mounts and stuff that.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking smooth there. So.
Why aren't we making GoPro mounts?
I don't know how to. What is that? You do like a 3D CAD thing? I don't know how to do that. Do you know how to do that? You went to college.
Yeah, you got to get 3D printing. You have to get 3D printing software.
Well, do you have any?
No,
that's why we're not doing it.
Well, you can get you can get
your MakerBot. We can do that.
I don't have Linux on my computer though. Can I run it for free without Linux? Seems like you probably need Linux. I don't know that much about computers, but I know that
I don't even know what you're talking.
If you're
going
to do open source 3D printing software, I think you're going to need that. Does MakerBot have their own program?
Yeah,
MakerBot actually just teamed up with Home Depot, and now they're selling MakerBots in the Home Depot.
Nice. But MakerBot, isn't their cheapest product like $700?
Yeah, they make the prosumer.
Yeah, they got that mini one too. The one we have at my school is about a mid-sized one. It's pretty badass.
But then there's a company that makes cheaper 3D printers called like M3.
Ain't nobody want that shit. It's
That's my company, Standbot.
Standbot.
Yeah. It only makes cigarette butts. No, so I think it 3D prints
cigarette holders and shit or ashtrays. You make ashtrays, son.
You guys want another ashtray? I can 3D print it right now. You sure? No more ashtrays? But okay.
All right. Like, I kind of feel like nobody's going to want 3D printers anymore since you can just go on Amazon and, like, get something print. Why would you even bother spending the money on the hardware?
Well, I think it's something nice to learn how to do.
You'd want to, I guess, be a merchant is why you want a 3D printer. Because you figure out, all right, I can 3D print this out and people are going to like it. Like, yeah, this cool
I would think you'd save
bottle
more
opener keychain.
Yeah, but where are you going to sell it? Are you going to sell it on...
On Amazon.
Yeah, well, why wouldn't you just use Amazon services and not have to ship things from your house? Amazon will just ship it direct for you.
You could just
save money
sell it on
and then you don't have to have a warehouse full of your shit.
Yeah, but you could sell your shit, your wares on the street like the African dudes in the hood.
But does anybody want to do that? I'm pretty sure that's why a bunch of African immigrants do it.
Yeah, they do it, son. Yo, they make money.
But they don't have 3D printers.
You can get 10 tees for
$5. Are you going to wholesale 3D printed white tees to the Africans? Because I think that might be a little stiff.
No, there's a market. Don't get fucking fresh, all right?
I think if you stood on a street corner with a 3D printer and made stuff for people, there'd be a market for it.
That's what I'm saying.
But they're not fast enough to do that.
What the fuck does that mean? Because it takes a while.
No, they're fast enough. That's why they win all those marathons.
Oh.
I'm talking about there's not a 3D printer on the market where you could just sit with like a booth on a street corner and be like, here ye, 3 bits of gander, I'll print you a keychain.
I don't know anybody talks like that.
A custom keychain. That's how those African guys all talk. That's how I see them.
Yeah, right?
Man, I love a custom keychain.
Oh, man.
You should make one on Amazon.
Well, we could make society bottle openers on there.
Oh, my God. You're making a lot of sense.
That'd be nice.
We got what, t-shirts already?
T-shirts. Yeah, they're on the way.
We got to start making bottle openers. We got to source some bottle openers.
Bottle openers.
Like a bottle opener keychain, I think that'd be pretty swag.
Plastic belt buckles be nice.
Oh my God, just the worst things possible. The most useless tchotchkes ever.
A t-shirt isn't useless. Everybody can wear a t-shirt.
Yeah, well, you use the small ones.
You got a fucking beer bottle opener on your fucking keychain?
Yeah, it's made of metal, right? Because you don't want a plastic beer opener.
You add the little fucking metal piece. You just use the plastic bottle.
And those are terrible. Everyone wants a plastic bottle opener.
Nobody wants that. Everybody is pissed when they get those. If you get that for free in a bag of other swag, you're just like, this is crap.
You're making us look bad, Chris.
No, you're making us look bad by suggesting such a crappy product.
Everyone wants a plastic bottle opener.
Oh, yeah, so.
No one wants that.
Everyone.
Maybe people that are like on their little bottle opener playset.
You can put them like in different colors and shit.
They're in their My Little Bar playset on Little Tykes. They got a little plastic bottle opener, open little plastic bottles of beer. Send that to Grandpa. He beats them because it's not real beer. Maybe that's what they got.
What the fuck is going on with you? So what was that?
You're ornery today.
That's just very random.
What's wrong?
This mic's a little wobbly. It's
Oh, shit, son.
Look, I'm sorry for Chris's pissiness tonight.
If you want to feel better, Hicks can hook you with the expendable stereo pack.
You told everybody about the brunch thing. Said you weren't going to say anything about that.
Anybody gonna question your manhood on that? Most motherfuckers have brunch at least once in their life. I do it by myself.
I feel like I got like an
kind
STD
of bitch.
Now.
But
look, we're brunch buddies, all right?
There you go. You went with your friend. You had some nice breakfast, lunch, brunch. There you go.
That's brunch-tastic. Brunch.
I don't see you any less of a man for that. And I'm glad you can share your relationship like that with another dude.
When Johnny says it, sounds kind of gay. Now I just thought about it.
Don't take it no beta kind of way, son. You good.
All right. Well, if you say it like that, then I'm fine with it.
Speaking of gay things, there's some guy on Tinder trying to make female friends. Seems kind of gay, right?
What's that mean?
That doesn't make any
sense.
Like,
he's just putting things up like, hey, let's go. Like, his like 6 photos on Tinder, go to his profile, are him holding up signs about platonic dates.
What? What the fuck is that?
I think he's just trying to get press because if you just put Tinder in any blog, it gets a lot of Google hits now.
Oh, okay.
I think that's what
maybe
it is.
He's trying
to get a buzz.
Girls.
But it seems like he's just trying to like meet girls to have friends.
That doesn't make any sense.
He's just
He's just trying to meet these chicks to befriend them and then bang their friends. You know, so this girl's like, I met this guy on Tinder. We didn't fuck. But he's really cool.
He's getting his name out there.
Like,
everybody
doesn't that
knows
seem
who he is,
like
now?
you're adding an extra? Isn't that work for work's sake? Like, isn't he adding a step?
You can go to backpage.com. He just likes the challenge.
Let's say you want to like do, there's like websites like meetup.com that are specifically to make platonic friends. But for some reason, this guy is aggregating platonic female friends.
It's just a different hustle, you know?
That's
all it is.
Who's hustling to make friends? He's an adult man.
Yeah, but like, I didn't even know about that meat shit. That's a fucking thing. Like, you can't just go outside and make friends?
Let's say you live in a new city and you don't like to get hammered drunk every night and you want to meet people to bullshit with that share your interests. Or maybe your friends are just lazy and don't want to like go rock climbing and you really always wanted to try it. You go on something like meetup.com and there's a New York rock climbing club.
That's fucking lazy, though.
Yeah, that's a real thing.
That's fucking
How
terrible.
Is that lazy? Look. All right, guys. I want to go rock climbing. Do you guys want to go rock climbing with me?
I'll go with you.
No.
See?
I just
that's one out of two
friend.
Of my friends.
That's somebody
doesn't
else,
go.
Though, right?
All
right. There you go. You ain't alone.
That's true. Can I get cocktails at the rock climbing spot?
No.
Once you get to the top, why not, Chief?
I think they have protein shakes. You can bring some Palcohol, throw
Gay.
It in there.
Palcohol.
Gay.
You can bring your vape shot. Just tell them it's an asthma inhaler.
Did you see that fucking K2 shit was in the news?
Yeah, more people
A lot
getting,
of people going to the fucking hospital now with that shit. Like 15 people over the weekend?
Wait,
went
what
to the hospital
that?
Off of that K2, that synthetic weed and shit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
People are still smoking that?
Yeah, I didn't know too many, that many people went to the hospital for that
shit. Oh, it's an awful high.
Oh, no.
I tried it once.
Somebody said it smells like fucking fish and like...
No, it doesn't smell that bad. It does taste terrible.
Yeah.
It's like... it's not good. I do not like that stuff.
The liquid shit I heard was all right.
Liquid shits are terrible, Johnny.
Did you have those after brunch the other day?
Did you plug it up for him, sweetheart?
No. I don't want liquid shit on my dick.
I expected to have a little bit of, you know, let's say mild diarrhea. Let's put it like that, like a classy gentleman.
Damn.
But, it was fine. It felt great.
You look good, son. You look like you fucking radiated right now.
Thank you.
Good for you.
It's probably because I was radiated to tell me. Skin's peeling off my face.
Oh.
Man, this has been a crazy episode. It's already over. You believe that, boys?
Really? It's been an hour?
It's been an hour.
Wow.
Time.
So this is one of the 156 episodes straight.
You fucking wrote? Oh.
Yeah. That's three. That's 52 times three, John. That's how we do this once
that's
a week.
That's mad math, bitch.
We'll start doing more than once a week. Who knows?
Are we going to do that? It seems crazy to promise 3 years
of matter of fact,
you
can't.
I'm not promising that part.
Oh, you're just promising at least one episode a year for 3 years.
One episode a week for 3 years.
One episode a week for three years straight.
No. Look, all I need to people to do is go to our Twitter account, @HSRadioShow. Follow it. And on the Twitter account, click the link to Patreon. It's right on the left-hand side of the Twitter account. Patreon.com, High Society Radio. Take a look at our goals. And if you like, donate some cash. I think you would... have a great time doing that.
Motherfuckers gotta eat.
And then I guess there's an Instagram account @HighSocietyRadio on Instagram.
Are we gonna make a fucking Tinder page?
No.
It'd be nice.
But you know that our subscriber count on Utrecht City's RSS feed been there.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I'm gonna give that to Tiger Scott Radio.
What, our subscription number?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so in our actual website, I'm throwing out a lot of things here at the end of the show, but at newtrashcity.com, newtrashcity.com is our actual website where you can get our entire archive of shows if you so choose to listen to them. That's it for us. We're done. I'm Chris, Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Good night.
Don't ask why. For if we don't find the next little girl, I tell you we must die. I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die.